the lives of the third temple, part 101. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yehoshua, South Africa, Pretoria, Montana. Should you require any of the books which I've written, or maybe have a question, just go to our website. It's plus 27 international code. That's our WhatsApp, plus 27 code, 0722-367124. Go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. This is the first time that you are going to participate in this study. You are very, very welcome. But I urge you to go to part one because you have missed out a whole 100 episodes. You missed a lot of information. Very important to subscribe to the channel and able to receive the different notifications of the other studies that we are also currently busy with. Send this link to your friends and family. Make sure at least have a 1611 King James Bible ready, pen and a writing pad. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. I trust that this time is going to be a blessing unto you in the name of Yehoshua. We're going to continue where we left off last week. The researcher at the Temple Institute in Jerusalem still makes the following statements. We're still busy with the research. So far, the Christian community supported for the construction of a third temple has been somewhat discreet. But there are growing numbers of Christians, many organizations into small churches that have organized themselves, and there's also large groups who see the construction of a third temple as the cornerstone of their belief. It's not supposed to be the cornerstone of your belief, it's a third temple when Yehoshua, the Father, Yahweh, has foreseen that the temple had to be broken down. 70 AY. There are evangelicals or Pentecostal Christians, you see they, how they put it, evangelical or Pentecostal Christians who believe the prophecies in the Hebrew Bible and the New Testament indicates that the building of the third temple on the Temple Mount is part of a divine plan leading up to the end of the days. It is not true. There is not one scripture in the New Testament that says the temple has to be built before Yehoshua can return for his bride. That's the parousia, the coming of Yehoshua. That's only for his bride. It's got nothing to do with nobody else. And that, when he comes for his bride, he's not going to sit in a temple or even going into Jerusalem. He's going to appear with the clouds. So there is a clear difference in religious belief between these Christians and Jews who worked together, the rebuilding of the temple. They willingly and enthusiastically cooperate. Indeed, the Christians are encouraged by their leaders to contribute towards such groups as the Jerusalem Temple Foundations. All about the money, 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 money. Nothing else. It's all about money. Such a view was started by Stanley Goldfoot, activist and foreign minister of the Faithful of the Temple Mount, who in an early interview said, "I tell them there is no dislodge. I make it clear that I can't accept their view and I can't accept mine. If they prepare to help us openly, they were present to accept it." So it's all about the money. A World Council of Churches prediction entitled The Link in a journal funded by the Arab Oil Investment commended, "Two violent attempts or liberated the Temple Mount recently have taken place. According to Middle East correspondent Grace Halsall, increasingly Zionists, fascinates Israelites and Americans are plotting to destroy Islam's sacred Al-Aqsa Mosque and the Dome of the Rock in Jerusalem. It is said that many of Israel's highest officials sanction Zionist plans to destroy this mosque, the site from where Muhammad ascended into heaven, and to build a Jewish temple there. Now again I say, this I can't understand." In Arab, we see that yearly, December, round about December, the Islam people go up to the grave of Muhammad, where his bones has been buried. Now, how can his bones be buried? And they say he has ascended into heaven. You see, they have to make the same comparison to Yahushua, who ascended lively into heaven. You see, that's Mecca, where they normally go to, and Medina. I think his grave is in Medina, and that is where they go. That's Muhammad's grave. So how can his grave be in Medina, and he has ascended alive? Doesn't make sense. That's his two different holy sites, and there's two different type of religions. Christian Zionists, uncritically of any action undertaken by the Israel government, apparently have the same radical for support such action. These articles are representatives of items that have appeared in print, which have attempted to link evangelical Christians to these groups of Jews who are attempting to liberate the Temple Mount. Only a small handful of evangelicals believe were involved, and it is now clear that no substantial sums of money were raised or donated to the Jewish groups. They are lying. They're lying. Millions of dollars have been pumped into this Third Temple theology. Evangelical ties with Jewish Third Temple groups have been almost entirely dogma based on common interest in the Bible and a common inheritance Christians share together in their hopes for the coming of the world's true and final Messiah. The bride does not expect a Messiah as a full-blooded Yahvist. I don't expect a Messiah. You can't have a Messiah sure. Messiah means Savior still to be born. For the Orthodox Jews, he's the Messiah. But to us, he's the Shua. Yahweh Shua. S-H-U-A. Means Redeemer and Savior. He has been born. He has died. He's risen from the grave. He's ascended. He's coming back for his bride, the Parousia. He's not coming back to have to anything to do with the Third Temple. Nothing. Or any 613 laws of Moses. For what reason do you think then, as Yahushua died, if there's anything he still had to come and do on earth? That would mean that he hadn't concluded his mission. He hasn't concluded what Father gave him instructions for. Then we're actually making Yahweh, our Elohim, and Yahushua a liar, was saying there's still work to be done. When he said on the cross, "Father, in thy hands I lay my spirit," tetelestai, fully in paid in full, job fully done. That's what that means, tetelestai. There's nothing still to be done. So you can't link, you see what they do, you can't link it. Yes, they link the Third Temple to Christianity. And that's why I say, I'm not a Christian. We as Yahvists, we are not Christians. Why not? Because the term Christian was only created in 327 by Emperor Constantine at the Council of Nicene, which means Christ-like. Yahushua's disciples and apostles could never have been called Christians, because there was no terminology like that. They were called Yahvist, which means followers of Yahushua. So it's untrue to say that the Christians is sharing the idea of Yahshua coming or Jesus coming with the idea to establish himself as the Messiah. No. When he comes, he's coming as the bridegroom for his bride. And then we are going to be changed from mortal to immortality. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 27 to 58, You can go and study it. Disinformation and misinformation abound. One fallout from the bad press over the years is a disinformation and disinformation that has appeared in press concerning Christians and the Temple Mount. Christians is who? Christians is who? Are they the Pentecost people? No. The Christians is the Catholics. Today, we have three religions in Israel. You have the Orthodox Jews, you have Islam, and you have the Christians. Go have a look in Jerusalem. How many Protestant churches will you find there? Nothing. What will you find there under Christians? Roman Catholics, cathedrals, and churches. Nothing about Protestantism. So when you see the phrase that is used as Christians, immediately you realize Christian is a Roman Catholic. The fallout from bad press over the years is a disinformation that has appeared in the press concerning Christians and the Temple Mount. The Jerusalem Post reports, recently, the Syrians have tried to make their mark by taking new directions. They have taken aim at Christians who support Israel. Christians. They have made... Alright, I do want to say something around the theme Christian. Christians, we understand, is the Catholics. But the term Christians are used throughout the world. In South Africa, the term Christian is also used for Protestants. Christian churches. This is your Mecca churches. It's called Christian churches. But they are all supported by the Catholics, which is evangelical. They've taken aim at Christians who support Israel. They have made a particular target the International Christian Embassy in Jerusalem, which present in its own telling way the final millions of evangelical Christians around the world. Evangelical Christians, yes, there is millions of them. If you look at Benny Hinn, Oral Roberts, Billy Graham, all these evangelicals, they were all evangelicals. Bonker, Raymond Bonker, all evangelical Christians, supported by the Roman Catholic Church, which is called today the NAR, New Apostolic Reformation, since 1970. A new wing which they moved under to come away, to move away from the theme evangelical Christians. It's the NAR, New Apostolic Reformation. And they have seven pillars which the whole theology is built upon. Infiltrate the schools, infiltrate government, infiltrate the police and infiltrate the armies. They've got seven pillars. Be in charge of the country through the government. That is the NAR, which is financed by the Roman Catholic Church. It's just another division of the evangelicals. It's not to be as obvious as the evangelicals. So, International Christian Embassy in Jerusalem, which presents in its own telling way the many millions of evangelical Christians around the world. So in South Africa, there's also evangelical Christians who are Protestants, especially under the Afrikaans churches in South Africa. I don't talk about the tradition churches. I'm talking about Pentecostals. Thus, in a recent issue of the Syrian Times, the Reverend Jan Willem van der Hoeven, one of the prominent leaders of the embassy, was accused of telling the Jerusalem Post that he believes in rebuilding the temple on the tributes of the Holy Al-Aqsa Mosque. You see what they... Islam will not allow them to move onto the mount. That Reverend Wim Van der Hoeven told the Post in an interview, just the opposite. Proven no obstacle for the for Damascus. The Syrians are eventually so disrupted by such biblical Christians who have lent their support to Israel that they are prepared to malign them and distort their views. The Syrians is afraid of these evangelicals because they know that there are millions and millions of them around the world who has an influence of what is happening in Jerusalem. Now we're going to, time is caught up with us, we're going to just stop here. And I want to ask you, do a bit of your own research and see, especially on the internet, and see the lies that has been promulgated for people to believe a lie. Until tomorrow morning, if it's Yahweh's will, Maranatha. Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.